Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 7th, 1950, hurricane sirens were introduced to the island and tested at various locations. The following day, the Barbados Advocate reported on the result of the sound test, which were slated to be simultaneously heard at noon. The sirens were brought on board as a supplementary measure, intended to alert the citizenry of any impending hurricane threat to the island, and in so doing, enhance the already existing communications warning system alerts. The report in the Advocate started on an upbeat note, and I quote, "Thousands of people in Bridgetown heard the siren at noon yesterday. In less than 15 seconds, thousands of people would have been alerted had there been a hurricane coming and would have taken steps to arouse others who did not hear the hurricane siren. Therefore, the intended advantage in adding the sirens to the warning system was the instantaneous notification to large numbers of people who were within range of the siren." The Bridgetown alert went out from Central Police Station at Coleridge Street and was reportedly heard as far as Black Rock, Savannah, and Erdiston Teachers Training College above Belleville. The alert was also heard in areas within the immediate vicinity of Coleridge Street. Were the sirens effective in their intended purpose? Varying reports were received from a wide cross-section of people within the different testing areas, revealing the need for more testing and stronger sirens. This was substantiated when some schooner captains in the Carenage expressed concern that even being in close proximity to Coleridge Street, they did not hear the three blasts of the siren from that location. Factors like wind direction, the hustle and bustle of the area, and the strength of the blast of the sirens were identified as possible reasons for the ineffective outcome of the test in some parts of Bridgetown. At areas like Beckles Road, King Street, Carrington Village, Halls Road, and Robert Street, the sirens did not stir people to respond, as in some instances, the song was not even heard at all, or it was not loud enough to evoke a response. One man acknowledged, "The whistle at the soap factory at Government Hill, which also goes off at midday, could be heard more easily." Residents at Crab Hill, St. Lucie, Four Road St. John, and Bell Plain St. Andrew reported that although they were on alert for the sounding of the siren, they did not hear it. So on this day, September 7th, 1950, the important initiative to augment the hurricane alert system across the island whimpered, and the need to tweak the system was obvious.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.